We're joined today by John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Nick Garcia with Chalkbeat. John, I wanted to start with you. We now have the budget heading to the House. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, only 5 no votes. But that doesn't really paint the whole picture because we had a lot of lawmakers who had major concerns about this budget.
The concerns are real and deep in this budget. It took a lot to balance this $26.8 billion behemoth, and it left a lot of people unhappy, particularly lawmakers in rural areas who could see their hospitals close because of cuts to the payments that they receive for uncompensated care. That's a very real thing, but you still saw these lawmakers vote for the budget. Just about everyone who did mentioned that it's not perfect. They mentioned that they hope it gets better, and there's also some hope in some bills outside the budget to really address the main spending cuts in this budget bill.
And just really quickly, we have a pretty healthy economy, not in every part of the state. Some of the rural areas are still hurting. Why has this budget been so tight this year?
It's just a matter at the most basic level of the state's tax collections not meeting the needs that lawmakers have outlined for this year, and the fiscal constraints. If you ask Republicans, they'll say the state share of Medicaid spending is ballooning and crowding out other programs. And if you ask Democrats, they'll tell you that they're too hamstrung, they're handcuffed, and they can't actually get the money to the areas that need it.
And Nick, education takes up one of the largest parts of the state's discretionary portion of the budget. It now moves to the House, the budget bill. And so what changes could we see there? And just paint the picture. How much is education getting this year, and are schools happy with this?
We're going to be seeing an increase of about $185 per pupil. That is the fifth year that we've seen an increase to education since 2011, when the state was really constrained by the Great Recession. It's been a top priority for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. And this year, despite a really difficult challenge of finding money, they did. They had to do it on the backs of hospitals. So there's a lot of people upset about that. And schools, especially in rural areas, just don't think this is enough to keep up with costs, whether it's health care for their teachers, whether it's raising salaries. They're facing some really tough choices in their own budgets. It's going to be very interesting to see if lawmakers can find any more money. I don't think it's possible, but I know there are lawmakers out there who still want to send more money to schools.
And John, we've got some other bills related to the budget that tie into it that would put money into transportation, send that question to voters. And then there's another proposal that would try to change how hospitals are funded. A lot of things happening that could converge. We don't have a lot of time left in the session.
I think what you'll see is they'll push through the budget. They're going to focus on that. They'll get that done and sent to the conference committee to work out the differences between the two chambers. And then we start the real work on the other measures. Transportation's already moving. And now we'll have this bill for rural hospitals and rural schools. It'd be really interesting to see if they can come to an agreement, because these are major spending issues that you often spend an entire session, if not the time before a session, the months before a session, working out. So there's a big question about whether these are more poised for next year or whether they can actually get something done by May 10th.
On that note, I know that lawmakers are very interested in taking a very deep look at how schools are funded, and we're expected to see a bill any day now that would set up a study session during the interim to really pick apart school finance and come up with maybe some different solutions.
Thanks. That was Nick Garcia with Chalkbeat and John Frank with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.